This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as Mr. Announcer Man says, Joey Burgoyne, and we're continuing a little bit of a conversation we had last week with Alexandra Kajikaro down at the Mystic Aquarium and Animal Rescue. She's one of the technicians down there, and we talked about the gray seal who is strolling along the streets of New Haven and his history and story, but there's some other stories and cool things I wanted to get into with her, so this is basically a kind of a part two of that conversation, and it's a great story. The story of the seal, the story of what Mystic does down there with the animal rehabilitations is amazing. So I got into it with her, you know, like, if you or your family just kind of strolling along the shoreline, visiting the beaches in New England, and you see a seal just hanging out, like, is there protocol? Like, what should we do as a society?
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like our New Haven seal was a little bit of a special case, but, you know, if you're walking the beach and you happen to see, you know, a seal that's resting that you're concerned about or anything like that. The best thing to do, honestly, whether you're concerned or not, is to give them space. Federally, all marine mammals are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and we have to stay at least 150 feet away from them. Even if they are, you know, injured or sick, sometimes approaching them and getting too close can really stress them out and cause them to, you know, be even more inundated than they already are. So the best thing to do is just kind of give them space, observe from a distance, and give us a call so that we can kind of assess the scene and see what's going on and get our people out there to see if we can help or what we can do.
Because because they're just laying there on the beach doesn't mean there's anything wrong. Like, let's be real. There's a lot of people just laying on the beach in the spring and summer too, and everyone's just doing what they're doing, just relaxing. Wildlife wants to relax sometimes too.
Yeah, exactly. And just to your point about, you know, the season, so we do find that we tend to see more seals during like the winter and early spring. But as of 2018, we have been seeing a bit more of a presence of seals in this region throughout the summer as well. So it seems like it's kind of becoming a bit more of a year-round thing, but definitely the winter months, we get a lot more calls about seals on beaches, and we see a lot more of them around here.
Now, is that something you guys track? Is the seal population getting bigger, or this just the seals kind of running out of beach to, you know, relax at, and they got to adventure in to get some puppies?
Yeah, no, not necessarily. So with the harp seals, they really only, so they live up in the Arctic most of the time, and it seems like the juveniles or the yearlings will come down to our region in like the months of, during the months of February through April or May or so. So that's kind of seasonal for those guys, and we expect it. But depending on, you know, what's happening up north and how many ice packs there are up there, sometimes we get more harp seals. Varying depending on the year. And then harbor seals, their population isn't necessarily increasing or decreasing, but we have been kind of feeling as though they have been kind of moving out of this area a little bit due to the fact that we're kind of seeing a few more gray seals. But there's not to say whether the gray seal population is increasing or decreasing yet. We don't really have that data or information as of at this time. But since before 2018, we really only saw gray seals during the winter months. And ever since 2018, there has been a small group of gray seals that have been hunkering down on Block Island out at the North Light. And they pretty much stay there all year round. The numbers do increase during the winter time, and then they dwindle over the summer. But there does seem to be like a small group of gray seals that have decided to just kind of hunker down on Block Island all year round. So we've just recently started to look into starting a population, count project where we can start, you know, getting some baseline numbers on this gray seal population to see if it actually is increasing or decreasing or what we're kind of able to tell from that. So that could be, you know, part of why we're seeing more seals throughout the year. But we don't have a ton of data on that yet. So we're just kind of trying to get that project started.
And that's one of those
really
projects that will benefit from the freezing for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now you've been doing this for a little while. Like, you know, we've been talking about the seals. What is one of your, I don't want to say most interesting, but peculiar animals or, you know, animal attitudes or something you had to deal with in your career doing this?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, well, a few years ago, we had another funny gray seal situation. I don't know if anybody listening knows the story of Schubert, but a few years ago, we had an adult gray seal that had found himself in an industrial pond in Beverly, Massachusetts. And he obviously had been able to get himself into the pond, but after kind of tracking the path, it was really mission impossible. Like there was a really heavy rainstorm and high tide, so he was able to kind of follow a little drainage pipe that usually wouldn't have a lot of water, but I guess it must have on the night that he decided to venture into town. So anyway, he found his way into this pond, and officials, since it was out of our coverage area, we weren't initially the group responding. It was IFA up in Massachusetts and a few of the other stranding facilities up there. And NOAA had gotten involved, and they were initially waiting to see if he could maybe leave the pond and get back to the ocean on his own. But after a couple of days, it was pretty clear that wasn't really going to be able to happen. And so some efforts were started to try to get him out of the pond. And during that time, we realized that this was an adult gray seal that we had actually rehabilitated at Mystic 4 years earlier. He had come into us as a pup, and he was just a little malnourished and had a few superficial injuries and recovered really well. We were able to release him, and at the time, we had named him Jekyll. And so then he showed up in the pond, and the pond he was in Beverly was called Shoe Pond. And so the town of Beverly dubbed him Schubert. And honestly, that's a better name for him now. So that's just what we go by. But he had such a funny story. We did not end up getting him out of the pond. He ended up turning himself in at the Beverly police station. I'm not even kidding. He hauled himself out of the pond and made his way through like the parking lot and made it like half a mile to a mile away from the pond and literally turned himself in at the police station, which is where we kenneled him. And we brought him down here to Mystic. And he was only with us for a couple of days because he had a clean bill of health. He was just a pretty funny spot. So that was probably the funniest case I've had since I've started here.
That's cool. It keeps you and your coworkers on your toes. Like, you know, even though it's
that's
adult,
sure.
You're kind of like the perpetual stubborn teenager in a way.
Yeah. And we did, we were able to put a satellite tag on Schubert after he was released, and he immediately, we were able to track him, and he immediately went back up to Beverly almost as if he was going to try to get back in there. But his satellite tracker lasted one of the longest stretches that we've had. And we were able to watch him. He did try to go back up to Beverly, but then he hung out in Massachusetts, and his last king was all the way down in Delaware. So it's really fascinating to be able to track these guys after their release. And we're hoping we can do that with our New Haven seal too. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted on all of his adventures.
I'll say definitely the adventures. Yes. I mean, that's pretty cool that you guys, you know, it's not just you rehabilitate and let loose the follow up and this, the hysericalness of you're like, we know that you're a frequent flyer to our program.
Yeah, that was one of the coolest things about that case was the, being able to make that connection, because all of our seals are fitted with a little flipper tag. There's no, you know, satellite or GPS component with it or anything. It's just a 3-digit number. But years later, we're still able to kind of track these guys when we can. So it was really cool. It was a really cool case. And we were so glad that to see him doing well 4 years later, despite being in a funny spot.
Yeah.
And
again, thank you, Alexandra Kajikaro with the Mystic Aquarium Animal Rescue. She's one of the technicians down there and a great person. You can just hear it in her voice. She loves what she does, helping the animals, you know, rehabilitate them to get back out there and do what they do best. Just wander around. Just animals, don't wander in the middle of New Haven. It's probably not a good place unless you're looking for some pizza. Again, Alexandra Kajikaro, Mystic Aquarium Animal Rescue Technician. It's stories like hers and stories that are going on all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.